Drivers, start your engines.
Recording live from the NASCAR Man Cave in the Motor City, this is the Lap Traffic Podcast with Tony and Brandon. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, welcome to episode number 37 here of Lap Traffic. Welcome to the Man Cave post-Darlington, post-Labor Day. Glad to have you back alongside me, as always, the professor, Brandon. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man? How are you?
Good, man. How was your Labor Day?
It was workful.
Yeah? Workful? Is that a word?
It is now. You know, it's funny. Lindsay always gets at me. She thinks I make up words, and I tell her. I said, when you're a professor, get that right. Comes. I mean, you got three pieces of paper. You get that right. All right. That's all I'm saying.
Was it in the syllabus?
It's in this, our eight-page syllabus. Yeah. We're back up to eight pages.
Back up to eight. I saw that.
But no, Labor Day was good. Saturday went to a barbecue and did some tailgating for an outdoor kickoff for Michigan football. Go Blue!
Right on. They did well.
And on Sunday, did some stuff around the house. Went and saw some family kind of stuff. And yes, Monday, kicked back and chilled, which was really nice.
I did a fair amount of that myself. Went to, as I mentioned, the Arts Beats and Eats. I hit that a couple times over the weekend. That was cool. And I also went in at the same time in downtown Detroit. They have Jazz Fest and some amazing jazz artists down there. So I got my fill of music and good food and relaxation. So
very cool.
It was a good weekend.
There's actually a really cool jazz bar. I think it's one of the oldest jazz bars in the country, Cliff Bell's, downtown Detroit.
Actually, Baker's is closer, and that's right here off of 8 Mile Road.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that's yeah. Good stuff, man.
Yes,
I like jazz. How do you see? You sit back, have a drink, relax, and listen to some jazz. I mean, how do you not relax?
Real music,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
talent.
Yeah,
you
real
know,
musicians.
Skill.
Real musicians. I know it's a kooky concept.
Yeah.
But, anyways, so that'll wrap up our music portion of the show.
Tony, Florida State.
Florida State had a rough night. You know what? I said it, though. I mean, they're jumping into the deep end of the pool.
Yeah.
You know,
it's rough. You got to open up against Alabama.
Alabama, right? I don't think anybody wants that draw. You know, and we lost our starting quarterback for the year. So, yeah, it could be a rough year for the Noles, but... Yes. You know, we'll see how it all plays out.
And not that we're an NFL or a football podcast, but we got the NFL starting up this week.
Always look forward to that.
Tom takes on KC on Thursday night. I'll be revving to go for some New England Patriots football.
Is that Thursday?
Thursday night football, yeah. Right. And then Lions on Sunday.
Okay.
Kitty cats.
Well, Tom Brady made mincemeat of them. I hope it's better than that. So
Yes.
So anyways, we had a good week, man, with lots of downloads.
Tony, we haven't dropped a number in a while, and it's mind-boggling to me. 36 shows, over 13,400 downloads.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's nuts.
And we're on track for I have a number in mind.
Tony has set a goal. We'll say this. Tony set a goal of
20,000
downloads by the end of the season.
And it's not we're pretty close on track. We're at 19 and some change at current pace.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So not impossible to do, guys.
Not impossible.
If we could get to 20,000 downloads, I don't even know what it.
I'd be nuts. I don't know it means anything, but it'd be cool as shit just to say 20,000. 20,000 of anything is cool.
In our first year, 20,000 downloads. So
yes,
thank you guys
absolutely
for everything and keep doing what you're doing and retweeting and talking to your friends.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
We got a lot of new followers over the weekend, and I guess with that, when we say first season, we really haven't told anybody. I guess we're planning on taking a little hiatus the month of December. I don't know if we've actually made that public or not. So we after the season. We're going to still do a weekly upload. We're going to do like a best of for a few weeks there. But
kind of recap some of the... We've had so many good interviews. I mean, think about this.
More than I would have ever imagined.
All right, dude. All right, so think about this. You know, back in when did we start? January, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we have no idea. Like, we have literally like told four friends about what we're doing. And now we have Matt Crafton, Cole Custer, all these... Rick Allen...
The orange cone will get pissed if you don't say his name, so you better say his name.
And there was another guy, I don't remember him, Blue something, I don't remember. Anyways.
NASCAR Chasm.
NASCAR
we'll give
Chasm.
Props to him.
Yeah, Kaz is awesome. Yeah. He's been on twice, actually.
Yep.
And but, you know, been to Eldora. We've been, you know, to Michigan a couple times, and Rick Brenner and Brad from MIS, and just so many.
Yeah.
So, honestly, we just want to go back and kind of recap it. I mean, it's a rush to us. It happens fast. It probably does to you guys, too. But go back and listen to some of those again, you know, and I think it'll be fun to put that show together.
Absolutely. A couple of them. Yeah, yeah, we'll stretch it out a little bit.
We'll do a few of those, but... I think it's stunning to me. I mean, Daniel Hemrick was super cool. Jeremy Clements was like, here was my favorite part of this weekend. We interviewed him on Tuesday. He was on, so we posted on Wednesday. I'm listening to him on other shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they're all asking him the same questions that we already asked him. Like we
must know what we're doing.
Like we were literally like the first people to ask him those first five questions.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, or towards the front of the line anyways.
Yeah.
That we did. And it was kind of neat. Like NBC's asking him. Of course, it's just Rutledge Wood. Not like anybody knows anything. But I'm sure somebody was whispering it in his ear. But anyway. But, you know, like, you know, the first couple questions, I'm like, dude, just listen to the lap traffic. We've covered this.
That's
like
right.
Days ago.
That's right. That's right. But no, anyway, thank you all for everything that you guys do for us. We appreciate that. Tony, you ready to talk some racing?
Yeah. We're going to do something a little different next week, too.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yes. We got a special guest that Tony's going to tell you a little bit about.
Yeah, so someone that I know, he used to cover NASCAR as a beat writer in Birmingham, Alabama, back a while ago. He's got a distinction that I'm gonna hold out on, and we're going to announce it later. He's a writer, and he knows a lot. He knows Darrell Waltrip. He knows all these guys, Aaron Hartz and Martins and everybody. But there's something out there that we're gonna drop as a teaser. But there's this something you're gonna never forget this man's name after I tell you what it is. But he's gonna be on our show next week.
So you've got to listen to the end.
Yeah, got to listen to the end. I'll let you know. I'll let you know what it is at the end of this show.
I like that. See, we're getting good. Setting teasers.
There you go.
I like that. Tony, the trucks ran at Canadian Tire Motorsports Park, man.
Great, great course. I like that track.
It's really fun to watch that. Stage one, Austin Cindric. Stage two, our friend Ryan Truex, and winner, Austin Cindric. There was a little controversy with that win there, though. But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, yes and no. And I get it. I mean, he dumped him. Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about that, right?
No question, he dumped him.
Right.
But, you know, we talked about it before the show. Let me ask you this. If that was a black number three behind him, he would have got dumped.
Yeah.
I don't care if it was over a playoff win, if it was over an ice cream cone, if it was over whatever. He was going to get dumped for the win.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, it's tough. I mean, you know, it's the last lap. You know, the leaders also got to anticipate that and try to protect for that, too. So, you know... should he have done it? Man, probably not. But look at what John Hunter Nemechek did last year.
It's
Cole Custer and drives him into the wall, pins him against the wall for the win. So it certainly wasn't that bad,
in my
opinion.
Well, and I remember a couple of years, I know it was Ryan Newman. I want to say it was Kyle Larson that he put into the wall to get in on points. No win to make the playoffs, you know. So it's not uncommon. And this is the stuff, you know, we've been talking about it the last, God, I don't know, month or so. When we talk about the standings of the races, do you see anything changing? Could there be a change? That was not that it was a shock that he won, but we've been talking about the small amount of playoff points that have been earned in the trucks and the Xfinity series, and that was one of those balls to the wall. Hey, time's running out.
Yeah.
I need to make some noise, and I don't necessarily fault the rationale behind doing that, you know,
right.
Not that it was it the cleanest move in the world, like you said. No, it was definitely not the cleanest move, but it's not the first time that's happened, and it sure as hell isn't going to be the last time that happens.
No, absolutely, and I'm sure that Austin Cindric isn't sitting there going, patting himself on the back for doing such a great job for dumping him. He's like, hey, man, I know I hit him. He's in the playoffs. I mean, you're just playing by the rules, right? He's in the playoffs. He's got a win. I don't have a win. I'm sorry, but I got to come through.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's racing.
It's a product,
right?
Product of the environment.
Yes.
Right? It's a product of the environment.
Well,
Indy set the rules, and those are the rules, and that's what I have to do.
Indy's got a rule against doing something like that, right?
Right.
Isn't there a block? There's a blocking rule.
You can't block.
There's a, you know, yeah. Not that there was a blocking rule violation, but he played within the rules, you know, to
he
a
did.
Degree, right?
He
I mean.
Did. Like I said, the black number three would have dumped him, and we wouldn't even been talking about it.
No, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
You know, he just would have. He would have punted him and left, and that would have been all there was to it. But,
yeah.
But it was a good race all the way around, other than our couple Toyota guys had some engine problems. Was it Crafton and Bell?
Yes, they did not have the best of finishes, but fortunately for them, they're
looking good.
They're locked in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I was thinking about this. Matt Crafton, you know, we're talking about we'd have to go if he wins at Michigan and get to Homestead. But, you know, I'm glad that he didn't win at Michigan. Then we'd have to go down at Homestead. I mean, we can't do everything for him.
No.
He's
got
to learn how to win these things on his own.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Woo!
Just kidding,
wow.
Matt. Just
wow.
kidding.
I don't know how to segue from that.
No. We're still rooting for you, Matt.
Absolutely. Tony, I really enjoyed watching that race with the trucks. I think it would be cool if they could get a cup race out there. I don't know if it's possible, but
you know, I would like to see that. You know, they tried a little bit in they went to Mexico City, and actually IndyCars right now is on the verge of signing a deal to go to Mexico City for IndyCar.
I saw that.
And I'd like to see NASCAR go there for a race, and you know, we have a ton of Canadian followers.
There's a good crowd there. Yes.
I mean, you know, take the show somewhere other than the same places that we... And actually, speaking up, Matt Crafton, that was the first thing he said. That's what he would change.
Yes.
Is, you know, let's go to some different places. Let's mix it up a little bit.
Yep. Tony, we got one race left to go with the trucks at Chicago before they reseed them and turn them loose.
Where did the season go?
I know, it's out of control. Christopher Bell is sitting nice with 24 stage points. John Hunter Nemechek, who's currently eighth in standings, will reseed second as it stands with 11.
See, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, the playoff points, change everything around.
It definitely is going to be playing a role. Johnny Sauter's in 10th when they reseed, and Crafton is in 4th with 7. And then we got Kaz Grala, Briscoe, Rhodes, and Truex all there with, you know, single points and a handful there with Grala.
Yep.
I cannot wait for these playoffs with the trucks and the Xfinity. I've been saying it for weeks. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Tony, when we get to Chicago, Tony, do you see a guy like Coughlin or Friesen maybe being able to make a run at Chicago and getting in, or is there someone else maybe that you got an eye on that could potentially cause some damage there in Chicago?
Well, Coughlin and Friesen both have the trucks to do it. I don't know if they had the experience to do it, but yeah, they're still running good. I mean, I don't know if Kligerman's what he's running, whatever. He's always fast and always makes some noise. So, man, you just never say never, you know. And I can't wait till the playoffs start because these boys will be pushing and shoving.
Oh,
you know,
I agree.
It'll be great racing.
The one thing that I kind of like with, and I actually was talking to some people about this on Twitter, I think the number of guys they let in the playoffs on the Cup side is a little too many. 16's a lot.
I agree.
You know, the trucks have 8. Xfinity's got 12. You know, I think 12 would be a good number from the Cup. That would almost guarantee if they only let 12 guys in from the Cup side of things that somebody's going to win a race in the regular season and not make the playoffs.
It.
And I don't know why. I just think that would be the coolest thing in the world. But it just goes – it would mean a guy like Ryan Newman who has a race win probably isn't going to make it. You know, not that I've got anything personally against Ryan Newman, but it kind of takes that fluke win situation out like he had. No one had him pegged to win a race this season.
Right.
You know, and I think that at 16, I think it's just too many. But,
yep, I agree.
But I digress.
I agree. Want to hit some social media?
I would love to, sir. Make sure you check out our website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like us on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow us on Twitter, @LapTrafficPC. Tony, just to recap, we have an awesome giveaway going on right now, which we've gotten a lot of new followers on, but make sure you tell your friends when you see the picture of our shirt that we're giving away signed by 99% of the Eldora field, that you retweet that, tell your friends to make sure they follow us. When we hit 2,500 Twitter followers, we're giving that away to one lucky Twitter follower.
And who's on that? I mean, I'm talking like Matt Crafton, Kenny Schrader, Rico Abreu, Ben Kennedy, Cody Coughlin, Stuart Friesen. I mean,
Christopher Bell, John Hunter Nemechek.
Christopher Bell, John Hunter Nemechek. Like, if they were in the Eldora race, there's a really, really, really good chance that
there's only
their autographs on there.
Three or four people, drivers, that aren't on this shirt. So,
oh yeah,
it's an awesome thing. It gives us a little.
And the only guy there that had his own entourage of women, Norm Benning. Benning was there. And we got a Norm Benning autograph. And he didn't sign last year.
No.
He wasn't part of it. So Norm Benning is on there.
So it's a very cool giveaway. So we are excited to give that away. And we'd love to do it before the end of the season. So tell everyone to make sure and follow at LapTrafficPC on Twitter.
Yeah.
Some new shout-outs to some new followers over on Facebook. Ralph Anbia from Clover, South Carolina, and Vicky Fiscus from League City, Texas, a big Kyle Busch fan. Over to Twitter, Sherry at Aaron_Sherry91, big Chase Elliott fan from Arizona. Fern Walter at FernW662 from Sacramento, big senior fan. Susie at SKOCEY101 from Michigan. And a Green Bay fan and a Michigan fan. Tony, I think she's won both of us over there.
Yeah, right.
Skip Fish at HermanNation36. There's a nice picture of him and Matt DiBenedetto on his profile page. Elliot at ZElliot17, big fan of dirt racing. And Jeremy Woller at Yellow Woller. Thanks for following, guys. Make sure you check out the show. Keep in touch with us. Let us know what you think. We are very happy and excited to interact with everybody on social media.
You know what? Speaking of Matt D, did you see his throwback?
I did.
It looked like the old Bobby Allison.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Picture of him in his uniform and everything with Bobby Allison.
That's very cool.
I tell you, that was my favorite one.
I love seeing all of the throwbacks paint schemes when they bring Mark Martin. He had a blast out there. You could tell. I got to give a big shout out to Rick Allen, who pulled off the Miami Vice dress to a T. Rick Allen nailed Miami Vice. That's all I got to say.
He did. And did you see when they, come out, to pace the field?
Oh, my God.
Richard Petty comes out.
I got goosebumps,
and they called him in, and he stayed out.
He did.
They came around. They black flagged him.
I thought that was great.
It's Richard Petty.
What are you going to do, right?
Nothing. He could ride around until the car runs out of gas. There ain't nothing you're going to do.
I was watching it with Lindsay, and she goes, you kind of just got a feeling he just wanted to lay the hammer to that thing and tear it open.
I am absolutely amazed that he didn't just drill it down one straight away.
Right? I wonder if they told him not to, because he probably would have.
Oh, they're probably telling him a lot of things not to do, but he said,
what are you
going
to do?
He's like, I'm going for one more, I thought that was great.
That was really cool.
I mean, it was a goosebump thing. It was awesome.
Yes. Again, on our website, we got our store. We got $15 t-shirts. Might have some new items out there as the fall kicks in. Maybe I'll put a new hoodie out there or something like that. Check that out if you guys want to help support the show. If you want some free stickers and a koozie, make sure you get to our website, thelabtrafficpodcast.com, and go to our contact us page and fill that out. And I'm actually going to send some out this weekend. So get it in, and I'll get you covered this weekend. Tony and I covered some official race business before the podcast, before we started recording. We signed some stickers and some good stuff. So we are excited to get that out there.
We figured out a way to devalue a free item.
Yeah, we're going to pay you to take
them. We autographed them.
Let's see. If you've been to a race, you want to send us something, send it over to us. We'll put it up on the website. And Tony, we're going to give the.
And if you guys ever want to send us anything, we always like getting mail. We always have room here in the man cave to put things up. You can send it to us at the Lap Traffic Podcast, Post Office Box 725-275, Berkeley, Michigan 48072.
Yes, sir. You ready for some fantasy?
I am.
Let's do it. Everyone, make sure you get your picks in for Chicago, FYI. Or, I'm sorry, not Chicago, Richmond. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Richmond. Tony, two people picked Denny Hamlin from our fantasy league, Jeff and Mick.
Good job.
Yes, very cool.
You had a nice weekend.
I did, yes. A few of our top guys did not score any points, which let guys like Mick catch up.
That's tragic.
It is. Cody is still in first with 165 points. We have a three-way tie for second with Rich, Aaron, and Mick with 155. Chad is in third with 150. We have a four-way tie for fourth with Chris Coble, Wes, Kevin, and Colby. And a two-way tie for fifth with the crew chief and Colby at 140. Yeah. I did move up the standings a little bit with my Kurt Busch pick. I was the only person that picked Kurt Busch.
Yeah. And it was a good pick. I gave you.
You
I
did.
Gave you some, you know.
I'm not going to lie. I had fun all weekend tweeting you of the.
Yeah, I know.
The
I
on know. Purpose.
I'll take it, though. I mean, you know what, man? You were right. All right. That's cool.
Well, I told you I had to do it
because where you pulled that one out of.
Well, I told you it was because I was so sick of picking the Jimmy Johnsons and of the world and getting boned every time.
Well, that was his best finish, like
since Daytona.
Daytona.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it was
crazy.
But maybe then, I should maybe then, I should pick him.
I had Truex for the win.
Oh,
and
you did
like what 2 miles
win.
From the finish line, you know.
Yeah.
And he's out, so that would have put me closer to the lead. But,
yes.
That's all right.
Well, Tony, that's we'll a nice segue digging. Over. We'll oh, no, we still have Xfinity. Forgot about the Xfinity race.
Yes, sir.
The Cup guys put on a nice show for the Xfinity race.
They did. Yeah, right. Yeah. Was it the top five?
Basically.
Top five guys.
Hamlin, Logano, Harvick, Jones. Top four.
Yep.
Harvick put together a nice couple stages there. I thought that might have carried over a little bit on Sunday. But
you know what was
much.
Cool about his car was the old Kenny Schrader car. Man,
it was
you
cool.
could see that car.
Yeah.
You see that splitter, red and white? Man, you could spot that car from a long ways away. His spotter had to be like, hell yeah.
Yep. No, that was a lot of that was cool. I love seeing the throwbacks. The finish was very cool, even though it was a cup. You know, Logano and Hamlin going back and forth there for the lead.
They were trying hard.
Fun to watch. Cole Custer had a nice run with a ninth place finish. William Byron finished fifth. Daniel Hemric from last week on the Lap Traffic podcast. If you haven't checked that out, make sure you check out episode 36, shameless plug. And Jeremy Clements, top 20s there. Nice job with those guys.
You know, 21st place, man, he's on the lead lap. That's not bad. And, you know, if you listen to him pre-race, but he's like, you know, we don't get new stuff every week. We don't, you know, the car that they fixed, I thought this was funny, like the car that they fixed at Mid-Ohio, they had to put a new front clip on. He's like, we had to put a new front clip on because our backup car is a total piece of garbage.
Yeah.
He's like, and I have to reuse my engine. And actually, so when he did his burnout, you know, at Road America, they're like, how bad did you hurt the engine?
Right, yeah.
Because that's the engine that he ran at Darlington. I mean, that's a soft motor.
Yes.
It's way down on power. But he's still, they're 21st. And, you know, he's right there in the conversation, you know, on the lead lap guys. Like, that's
well,
awesome.
And, you know, I know you've talked about you're kind of over the burnout. But a guy like Jeremy Clements,
yeah,
of course you're going to burn it out.
Yeah,
I mean,
right,
it's
right,
your
right,
first
right.
win. Like, how do you not? But on the same token, though, he's like, you know, I should have saved it a little bit.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, did Denny Hamlin, he's so shocked that he won that he has to do this massive burnout to, you know, I don't.
For Xfinity? Man. No. Like, right. I mean, Cup, sure, I guess, you know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else there, sir, from the race stick out to you?
You know what? No, I mean, it was a good driver's race. And you're right. Even though they were Cup guys, they did put on a hell of a show at the end there. And I thought it was a good race. Standings-wise. Is what I was looking at. So to your earlier point, Elliot Sadler is the points leader, and he has been the points leader.
Yeah, for a long time.
But when they reseed, he's going to be way down the list. I don't know.
Fifth.
Where. He's going to be fifth.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just weird. Like, the points in the playoff, it all changes everything around.
I'm pretty confident because for the Cup guys, they're giving them extra playoff points for being the regular season champion. So I think he's going to get some extra points.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure how many. But
well,
to your point, though.
He should.
Yeah, to your point. And that to me, that's the Jamie McMurray rule. Because when this was a few years ago, Jamie McMurray won Daytona, Darlington in the Brickyard and missed the playoffs. So I'm convinced all of this win and you're in stuff that they've talked about is subtitled in the rule book somewhere as the Jamie McMurray rule. Just to make sure you won like the crowning jewels and you missed the playoffs, you know.
Yeah,
but to that to that point, you know, Elliott Sadler, Cup guy with a lot of experience. He raced on Sundays for a long time.
In a good car.
Right? And he's in a good car in Xfinity. Guy doesn't have a win.
No.
That's...
He's just points racing.
He is.
Points racing.
You know, so I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't make it too far in the playoffs, personally.
I would be too. Honestly, he hasn't shown that all out, I can beat everybody's speed.
Yeah, he hasn't given me that, you know, shock and awe moment of a race. Like, he's just, oh, he finished third. Oh, he finished fifth. Like, I haven't noticed anything memorable about his racing this season.
Nope. Dry white toast.
Right.
Just there.
Yeah. But then you got guys like William Byron. 17 playoff points. That's going to carry him. That's going to help.
But he has that. He has had that shock and awe speed.
Absolutely.
You know, he's run away and hid, you know.
Yep. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Allgaier make some noise. And, hey, I would have to think from the sponsor that they do have, I would have to think Jeremy Clements' team has put together a new engine for the playoffs, right?
I hope.
I mean, and if they do.
Yeah, they will.
You never know what kind of noise they could make.
Right. They could make a little bit of noise. I mean, Hemric. I mean,
there's
teams out there. Cole Custer.
Now, Cole Custer, no win in the playoffs. No state. He's got one stage point, I think. Again, no wins, but it's a rookie, you know.
He's always in that conversation, though. Him and Hemric just always seem to be, you know what I mean? They're just in that, like, top five. They're just there.
Hemric and Custer have finished and have been on multiple times the first place Xfinity regular.
Absolutely.
You know, so let's get rid of the Cup guys.
And
these guys could be winning some races in the playoffs. So, again, that's, again, another reason why I am so excited for the playoffs.
I agree. Let's switch over to some Cup guys.
Yes, sir. It's not too often you see a mistake like Hamlin made that late in the race, and it comes and works in your favor.
See, that's good karma.
Yeah, right there. He must have done something nice, right?
I think it was a NASCAR chasm said something like he missed pit road like it was blocked by a giant lobster.
Hey, you know, now, to give credit to Truex, if the tire doesn't go down, we're talking about Truex getting another win.
Right.
So,
but you know, if NASA calls me, I'll be an astronaut. But that ain't going to happen either.
And if Jenny McCarthy called,
right? That's what I'm saying.
Jenny McCarthy, that's who I went to.
Ifs don't count. But it did, and it was unfortunate. But Denny recovered well.
Yeah.
And was there. So.
Well, and Truex recovered well. I mean, he still got an eighth place finish,
right.
You know.
Yeah, he still got a top 10, yeah.
Truex, though, to go on top of his eighth place finish, he locked himself in regular season championship. I know he gets 15 playoff points for that. I'm not sure what they're doing for Xfinity. I forgot to look that up. 15 playoff points, 17 stage wins through 35 races. He's gotten a point at half the races we've run.
Yeah, I want to say it was like he's won like 45% of the playoff, you know, the stages.
It's
or
nuts.
Something. The numbers are just mind-boggling how good they're doing.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
How well they're doing.
How well. Yeah. It was, Tony, I got to tell you, it was so awesome to see those stands packed on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, and people, I've seen some criticism on Twitter. Oh, who cares what the stands look like? You know, you're sitting in your living room watching the race. To me, as a fan, knowing that the race draws means you're going to get a good race.
Right.
Or you should get a good race. And it just is a tribute to the history that race has, the whole throwback thing that they've started. It's just awesome to see that. And I want to go and be a part of that. That's what seeing a full house to me as a fan. Like, you see the stands at a place like Michigan, Pocono, Chicago, some of these Midwest and New England courses or tracks that don't have anybody, or not anybody, but a more empty place. If I'm on the couch at home, if no one goes to see it, there must be nothing there to go and watch.
I'm not dying to get there.
But
I can go there anytime because there's always seats. Now I want to go to Darlington because it's a hot ticket.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right? I mean, that's got to play something with you mentally a little bit, you know, I would think.
I'll tell you what's playing with me mentally is it took 37 shows for me to understand what you're talking about. But I'm not, we're on the same page now.
Wow, could you imagine what the first 36 could have been like? Let's see here. Bush Boys finished pretty well, second and third
there. They did.
Again, I'm pretty convinced it's because of me picking him in the Lat Traffic Fantasy League that Kurt had his most impressive race since the 500. I should go back and look. I wonder if I picked him for the 500. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Wow.
Ooh, wow. That's interesting. Solid run by Eric Jones, top five. McMurray, top 10. Newman, seventh. Wasn't expecting
you
that.
You know, the Newman and McMurray just dig along. You know, they keep doing what they're doing, and they don't. I don't think they have the greatest cars, but they're doing well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I was a little annoyed with Kevin Harvick, and I could say that because I'm his biggest fan, and I challenge anyone to argue that with me there. But, you know, you start on the pole, both races, win stage one and two in Darlington for the Xfinity race, start out pretty strong. If their car stays up front, they're okay. But as soon as they fall back into traffic, and this has happened on numerous occasions, they can't do anything. They cannot get back to the front. And I don't know if that's they lose it on pit road. They are notorious year after year for losing spots on pit road. If Kevin Harvick picks up one spot on pit road, I'm losing my mind because holy shit, they did.
Then they'll pick up three spots and he'll speed.
Well, you know,
it's always something.
There is something with them on with pit road, you know. So I don't know. I hope they're able to find a little bit more speed between now and Chicago.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something.
And HMS, man, they are struggling.
They are.
Jimmy Johnson can't seem to put something together. Chase Elliott, you know, he's okay, but, you know, for a second year.
I'm just shocked. I mean, Chase was just banging on that door. He's been knocking the hell out of that door last year.
Yeah.
And he's like, no-brainer, he's going to win. And now it's like, Chase who?
Yeah.
I mean, and I hate to say it like that because I don't mean it. You know what
I mean?
No, like,
I get you're just
like
making the point. Yeah.
He's not
getting top 10s, top 15s.
Yeah, but
he
haven't seen him going door to door with Martin Truex Jr. in a long time.
No. Nope. And Casey Kane, you know, that's not much needs to be said with him. And then there's Jr., you know? So. Tony, we got one race left before the playoffs start. I'd like to take a look at some of the guys that are in must-win situations. Does that work for you?
It does.
All right, so there's the big one, right? Dale Jr., last chance to make the playoffs is at Richmond. Wins he in? If he loses, he's got 10 races to kind of sit back and take in junior appreciation.
I honestly don't think he has the equipment. I don't think he lost his crew chief, I think, now.
For, yes.
You know, yeah. For a race. Lug nuts, right? So
Professor's going off on that
a little
later.
He doesn't have his crew chief. He doesn't, you know, I don't see him winning. Would love to see him win, of course. But you know what? I think he's going to lay back at those last 10 races and enjoy them.
I got to agree with you. I do not think he wins at Richmond, but I'm still not counting out a win at Talladega.
Oh, yeah.
Junior's favorite place.
Talladega, different story.
That would throw a wrench in the playoffs for a non-chase driver, playoff driver, whatever the hell we're calling it now, to win. That's a place he's loved. It's a place he's got, I think, his most wins at. I still not counting that out. I'm not sure it'll happen. But I think that's still within the possibility.
Oh, for sure.
Tony, I expected so much more out of Clint Bowyer and Joey Logano at Darlington. And neither one of them. I mean, Bowyer, you know, I think it was an engine failure, something that he had there. All right, that's not his fault. But from a team perspective, you're not in the playoffs. You're with Stuart Haas now. Equipment. I expected him to make the playoffs this year.
Oh, yeah. You know, Clint Bowyer, I mean, like his pre-race interview and his post-race interview were about 12 minutes apart.
Yeah.
They weren't far apart.
No.
And Joey, you know, they just lost a handle on something. You know, they're going into Richmond. You know, he won, right? It was encumbered. Truthfully, what they got encumbered for was ticky-tack. It was nothing. Honestly, it was no performance-enhancing anything in my mind anyways. So we'll see. He's got one last shot at it, but you know, everybody else knows that too.
Sure. Well, and then there's two other guys that are in win and you're in situations, and that's the two rookies, Erik Jones and Daniel Suarez, who I don't fault at all for being in a win and you're in situation. They're two rookies in situations where if the season plays out where you don't have guys like Ryan Newman, Ricky Stenhouse getting two wins, and Austin Dillon getting a win, these guys would probably be in the playoffs. Oh, yeah. You know, so these guys had great seasons from a rookie standpoint, and as far as I'm concerned.
And I wouldn't count either one of them out.
No, I honestly think those two have a better shot at winning at Richmond than the 22 or the 14.
I agree.
So, again?
I know.
Wow. Do you need to compose yourself?
Take my medication. I don't know. Something's off. I don't know.
Tony, there's a couple guys that are going to make the playoffs that I'm going to be honest, I don't expect too much from in the playoffs. And that's the number one, Jamie McMurray. He's had a good season. He's had a consistent season.
He's had a Jamie McMurray season.
Yeah, 100%. He's not gonna do much.
We
I don't
agree
think.
Again.
And we do agree again.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep. Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
Now he's in at the moment. Okay. If somebody were to win, he would be the guy out from the playoffs. And he's the only person without a stage point at the moment
that's
going to make the playoffs. Huh? So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait. I think Richmond's going to be fun.
But also, like, there's a guy that could go into Talladega. He runs well there. McMurray could win.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so let's not throw him out. I mean, he's, you know, it could happen. I'm not my favorite, but I think he's running well.
Yeah. Well, and just to put it into perspective, it's been talked about a lot. Truex right now has 35 stage points. He's getting 15 more or 38 stage points. He's got over 50 playoff points as it sits right now going into Richmond.
Kyle Busch has 20. He's right. That's number two.
Number two. That's nuts.
Wow.
Now, I've heard some talk that 52 points isn't a lock for him at Homestead. I don't know. I mean, unless he's got a DNF, in my opinion, two races in a segment of the playoffs to not be in there.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, now, that's not out of the realm of possibility when you get to the third with Talladega.
All could happen.
You know, you could get caught up in the big one there. And if you have an engine failure at one of the other ones, all right, so fine. But outside of that, if he can escape Talladega, I don't see how he's not in Homestead.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, not too much silly season news, but a little bit. Did you hear about Subway?
Oh, my God.
If that's not the shadiest cop out.
I'm blaming Rutledge Wood. Okay, if that fat bearded idiot didn't do this,
so you
segment,
text him on a daily basis, then
I do. I wail on him all the time. He brings no value to the show. But anyways, but no, it was just a funny segment. And man, Subway just took the
wow.
Man, like I struggled for like 20 minutes trying to figure out how Subway and Dunkin' Donuts were competitors.
Right.
And all I can come up with is they both serve breakfast-ish.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like,
yeah.
Subway doesn't sell donuts, dude.
No.
You know, I mean, I don't.
It is so petty and so minute. The only logic I could put to this is they were looking for an out.
Totally.
Found one and see ya.
Totally. Now, your buddy, Delana Harvick, was on Twitter today saying, you got to read the contracts. It's up to you. You have to understand them. It's not up to your PR people, and it's your fault. She said that on Twitter.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
But, man, I could read it all day long. I still don't put Subway and Dunkin' Donuts in the same conversation.
Now, if you're Joe Gibbs, have you made a call to Dunkin' Donuts and been like, dude, I will cut a one race sponsor in half. Come on, be the primary sponsor of the Car Subway's next race that they were supposed to do it. How do you, if you're Joe Gibbs, how do you not do that?
All right, well, here's the thing. Joe Gibbs has already given them about $2 million worth of publicity over this.
Easy.
They are everywhere. Yeah. Right now, everybody's talking about Dunkin' Donuts. Right. They don't even know why. Right?
I can't imagine their PR person seeing their Twitter on Monday. We got 15,000 new followers.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Yeah. You know? Right? Why we're trending. What? I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I hope they do.
I hope it'd be the ultimate FU, right? Like, no problem. We'll take it. Then we're in.
That would be. I just think that would be so cool.
Slimy.
Just handing a donut out. Like,
over a joke. It was a non-event.
I mean, I could see if it was Richard Childress who dropped a Subway versus a Jimmy John sandwich.
Right. It's not like Joe Gibbs was. Yeah, right. He's walking around with the Jimmy John's. Jacket on,
yeah,
or something, like, you know,
it's so trivial. It may be the most, like, freshman 15-year-old.
Oh, totally.
You know, high school.
I'm breaking up with you because,
right, you passed a note to Johnny in third period, right, that I didn't. I can't wrap my brain around it.
Yep.
Tony, I got to go on a rant here for a minute.
All right.
This whole penalty situation with NASCAR, I'm at my wit's ends with it. Dale Jr.'s crew chief, Greg Ives, faces a one-race suspension, $20,000 fine for Earnhardt's car having two lug nuts not secure following the Southern 500. NASCAR has done so much good, in my opinion, in terms of trying to adapt and change. I love the stages. I think they still have some torques and tweaks to work out with points and how they award those. But from that standpoint, I can't applaud them enough. I got two big issues with them. And one is the aero and the car package. Can we please get rid of the splitter? Please, can we get rid of that?
That would help.
Can we get rid of that?
I can't even begin to tell you from a crew chief perspective. I'm telling you, that would change the racing so much.
You know what? And they've tested restrictor plates with Xfinity on, you know, at Indy and all that. Let Xfinity be the guinea pig. Fine. For 18. Can we test it for a race too? Can we get rid of it, please?
Take it off.
Please. And the second, NASCAR, please, when you're listening to the Lab Traffic Podcast Wednesday, 7 p.m., please.
And they do.
And they do. I know. Can we please take a look at the penalty for 2018? Can we address what is considered a penalty and who's responsible for it, and really put some thought into that in terms of who's doing the actual crew chief's not tightening the lug nuts.
But here's the thing. So JJ Yaley hit on this. Why they're doing it. So there were guys that were being unsafe. Okay. Plain and simple, they were put two lug nuts on every wheel,
but that was NASCAR's fault because they self-policed it. They said, we're not going to do that anymore.
Right. But I would, but you still, there's got to be some leniency, like a lug nut. All right, there's 20 of them.
Right.
Okay, 20 of them. One was not tight torqued to the really. I mean, you got to give them a little leniency.
Leeway. Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. And my question is, where's that $20,000 go? Hopefully, it's going to Houston.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's going down to Florida, where Irma's about to kick the hell out of everybody. Hopefully, it's going somewhere good, because, you know, I don't know what they're doing with it. No, I'm sure it's good, but I mean, let's make that public, okay? But you know, you're right. The guy tightening the lug nut didn't mean to do that. Number one, and the crew chief is getting suspended and hurting everybody, hurting the sponsors, hurting everybody over a lug nut that wasn't. It was at 40 foot pounds of torque instead of 50.
Yeah. That boggles my mind. The NASCAR penalty system, to me, I can't wrap my brain around it like I can't wrap my brain around Subway and Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
And it's literally becoming the NFL and Roger Goodell.
Oh, yeah,
you
it
know?
Is.
And,
oh,
and
great analogy, that's exactly
nonsense.
Yeah.
It was brought out today with Ezekiel Elliott in Dallas. All right. And we're not in, you know, but I think it serves merit here in that is the NFL has some lead investigator who made a recommendation that Ezekiel Elliott should not have been suspended at all. There was not enough circumstantial evidence. Okay. Not that I'm not getting into whether or not I think he did or didn't do anything. But this report was filed by their lead investigator, and it was not taken into consideration at all in their decision. And now we got to get the U.S. Supreme Court involved. All of this taxpayer money getting wasted on the NFL.
And the guys out six paychecks.
Yeah.
And the team and the fans that pay and.
Well, it's a circus show with the NFL suspension system.
And I want to be clear, if you did it, good.
Absolutely.
Gotta go.
You're right.
But I thought we were still innocent till proven guilty. But
you know,
I don't. Maybe I'm wrong on that one. But
well, and that's all I'm getting at is we do our sport has too much history, tradition, value, respect. We don't want to become a mockery with our penalty system and how
inconsistent and
exactly.
Random.
And that's where I feel. I don't think we're the NFL in terms of that, but we're treading that way, and they need to really step back and take a look at it.
I agree.
Class dismissed.
All right, there we go. In other news, on Sealy season stuff, you see Ty Dillon re-upped.
I did see that, yes.
So any speculation that he may be going to Grandpa's car is done?
Done,
so yeah. It looks like that Paul Menard ride... Mayor, I don't know where that ride sits.
I don't know. I think it's cool that I would like to not know everything before the season ends. That gives us something to talk about in January. if we could stretch this out a little bit, that'd be cool.
You're right, but there's always something, right? Remember in January we're going, I have no idea what we're going to talk about, and then they came out with the playoff system. They came out with all kinds of crazy stuff. So there's always something.
Yes. There is always something.
But that was good, though. He's re-signed. They're good. Geico's on board, and good to see GMS.
Yes, sir.
Funded.
Absolutely.
All right, you ready for some lucky dogs?
I am ready. Tony, you got one? Who's your lucky dog of the race weekend?
Man, it's got to be Denny Hamlin. He had a hell of a weekend.
He did.
He did it, and that's a lot of work.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. My lucky dog are the fans that came out Sunday night. Talked about it a few minutes ago. That just, it really brings joy to my face when I see a packed racetrack, and that was fun to see, and I really enjoyed that, and kudos to everyone that made the trip out to Darlington Sunday night and watched some awesome racing. Tony, who are you putting a lap down?
Man, it's hard not to kick Subway.
They're mine.
I got to tell you, I don't ever say really like, oh, I'm going to ban them for. I'm never going there again because that's probably not realistic.
Yeah.
But they moved significantly down the list. I'm not going to lie.
They're the most convenient around here. My favorite sub place is Quiznos, and they closed all those down around here. There's still a couple around. But, yeah, no, NASCAR's fan base is very loyal to the sponsors, especially with their driver. And not that I was a big Daniel Suarez fan. Not that I'm not. I loved Carl Edwards, but he wasn't my guy. But a lot of people will resonate with that, whether they're Joe Gibbs or NASCAR fans in general. It's gonna.
That was
it's ridiculous.
Spineless.
Asinine. You ready for some listener picks?
Yeah, I always love. You know what? I intentionally never read these on the pre-show.
Yes.
Just because I like
it. It's cool. Yeah, it's awesome. Hugh at Bucky515's lucky dog is Denny Hamlin for doubling down at Darlington. Lap down Austin Cindric for the dump and run.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to get more than a couple here.
Yes. Andrew at Kazakhstan. I'm guessing that's not how you pronounce that. It's lucky dog Kurt Busch for finally showing some speed. I'm right there with you.
Oh, yeah.
Lap down Austin Cindric for his move and how happy he seemed to be by it.
Yeah, he seemed to be a little proud of himself for that. That was,
yeah.
I'll give you that one, Andrew. That's fair.
Mick at GoDucks42_Mick. Lucky dog Denny Hamlin and his crew. Lap down Subway for their hate of donuts. What the hell? Who doesn't like a good donut? Jeff at Grey Wolf Pack 5's lucky dog Denny Hamlin. Him and the lady in black seem to have a little thing going on.
I just thought of something.
Yes.
Maybe NASCAR could sponsor the post-race show while they're doing the burnout. The victory donuts are sponsored by Dunkin'.
Oh, my God. You got the credit one bank one to go. How do you not have the victory?
The victory donut.
Wow. Sponsored by Dunkin' anyway, Donuts. Sorry. That's awesome. You should
I'm sure I'll get dozens of dollars for that idea.
A dozen donuts.
Yeah.
Jeff slapped down his Subway. William at the underscore Wilson 429's lucky dog is Austin Self for third career top 10. Lap down Dakota Armstrong for growing the playoff gap.
He's holding it off, you know, and you know, we've been kind of digging for our boy JJ to get in there, and he's like 3 points away from the cut line.
Yep.
But he's still got like 35 more to go. I don't think JJ is going to make it. It's going to be a stretch. But you're right, Dakota's he's holding him off, man. Yeah. He's right there.
Yep. Greg at Greg Whited Fours, lucky dog Landon Castle, because Denny could have easily punted him to the moon and did not. His lap down is the 14 for not being able to put a whole race together.
You know, Landon finished 21st.
He did.
Lead lap.
Yeah.
Again, man. Nice run.
Yep. Blake Creekmer at Blake Creek's lucky dog is Darlington for their throwback weekend.
I agree.
Lap down is Dale and the rest of Team Hendrick as they continue to struggle. Kevin Lekas is lucky dog Denny Hamlin for missing pit road and still being able to win the race. Lap down Subway for their chicken bleep excuse for dumping the 19 sponsorship.
Amen.
Can't disagree. Greg at Greg Whited 4 sent in another one. His lucky dog is Dunkin' Donuts for the free advertisement from Subway. And his other lap down is Subway.
They've just been.
Greg, we had to hit you twice with that because that was perfect. And Braxton Crisp at Braxton Crisp. Lucky dog is Marcus Lemon for offering to step up. Not sure what he was referring to there. But
Marcus Lemonis. So Marcus Lemonis owns Camping World.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And they said, fine, you want to dump him? I'll pick him up.
Nice. Okay. I missed that. I did not see that. Yeah, very cool.
So he's this main title sponsor for
Camping World Truck
Camping
Series.
World Truck Series. Yeah. And he said, fine, that's you guys want to be like that? That's cool. I'll take it.
Very cool. I did not see that.
Yeah.
And Braxton, for his lap down, says, screw Subway for being lapped down. They should be punted Austin Cindric style.
Send them into the gravel.
See ya. Ready for some odds?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, coming up for Chicago, I have decided to continue on with my bubble driver pick and added one more. Dale Earnhardt Jr., I have added to the odds. Just because it's a last effort here for him. I'm putting him at plus 5,000 to 1. Joey Logano, I'm putting at plus 3,000. Clint Bowyer, I am also putting at plus 5,000, even though this is a track he's done very well at. And I'm putting Eric Jones at plus 2,000. So I believe that Eric Jones has the best chance at any of the bubble drivers to winning and getting in. Tony, we have tied the series with the PETM podcast with this past weekend.
We've been digging out of a hole.
We did.
We're breaking a sweat.
We are now 6-6 with them as we basically come into the playoff stretch here. So this should be an interesting one. Just to recap for everybody, Tony, you had the 78 who finished 8th. I had the 41 who finished 3rd. Sherwin had Bad Brad who finished 15th. And Rusty had Chase Elliott who finished 11th.
So they weren't far off.
They weren't far off.
So all four of us were in the top 15.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep. That said, Tony, who do you have for Richmond?
I'm going with Snickers.
Ooh, the 18 for Mr. Smith. All right. I am going to go with the 77 of Eric Jones.
That was my second pick, yep.
Tony, I think it's time. You want to talk about the guests for next week?
Yeah, so next week, who we're going to have on the show is actually former coworker, my good buddy of mine. His name's Darren Patterson. You can look him up. He used to be a beat writer for NASCAR down in Birmingham, Alabama. He worked for the Detroit Free Press, covered NASCAR, IndyCar. But he holds a distinction. He is the first person to, in writing, call Dale Earnhardt the Intimidator. And we're going to have him on the show next week.
That's going to be very cool to talk to him about all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Something tells me he's going to have some stories.
Some
to
good
tell.
Stories. Yeah, yes. He used to hang out with DW and all those guys. And here's the other thing that makes Darren more unique, even though he's a super great guy and whatever. He was the only African American NASCAR and IndyCar writer following the sports in that era. So he's got some great stories, and I look forward to talking to him about that. So want to hit some social media?
Yes, sir. Make sure you check us out on our website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like us on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow us on Twitter, at LapTrafficPC. Make sure you tune in each and every week on iTunes or Podbean. Retweet for our contest so you can have a chance to win this awesome shirt signed by the Eldora Field on a Lap Traffic Podcast t-shirt. What more could you ask for?
That's right. And make sure you tune in each and every week, everybody. Otherwise, you will be a lap down.
See ya!